Welcome back to New Antra Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, Ian, with my co-host, Ever. What it do, baby?
Hey, Ian. Hey, and listeners, for those who are tuning in, please hit the like and subscribe. If you listen to us on Spotify, give us a 5-star rating and a follow. For this episode, we're going to be having our annual New Entry Wrestling Award Ceremony.
We're going to be giving out awards that we and our listeners have voted from favorite wrestlers and favorite moments and even matches. So now let's get started with the awards show, baby! Woo!
Welcome to New Entry Wrestling Podcast 4th Annual Awards.
Here's the nominees for the following categories. For Male Superstar of the Year, we have Seth freaking Rollins, Alex Shelley, Josh Alexander, Cody Rhodes, MJF, and Roman Reigns.
Ooh, now let's go see who is the winner.
Seth freaking Rollins.
Wow, Seth freaking Rollins gets the W for New Entry Awards. Congrats to Seth Rollins for winning this fake award. Well, speaking of Seth Rollins ever winning male superstar or wrestler of the year for 2023, what is your favorite match of Seth Rollins?
I don't know. It's collectively a bunch of them. I would say, when he won the World Heavyweight title, I mean, that was pretty sweet. But he's been defending it a lot, so it's hard to put in one match. But, I mean, even the match with Finn Balor, that was a good one.
See, that's my favorite one right there, the Finn Balor and Seth Rollins at SummerSlam, though. That was my favorite one, obviously, because I saw it, you know, I saw it live. So I was able to experience that moment, and man, that was a great moment.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's go on to the next category.
The next category, we have Female Wrestler of the Year. The nominees are Trinity.
There you go.
Charlotte Flair. Woo! Deonna Purrazzo.
Mm-hmm.
Rhea Ripley.
Mommy.
Becky Lynch.
The
and
man.
Tony Storm.
Ooh, Tony Storms. All right. And the winner is
Rhea Ripley.
Wow, mommy. All right. Actually, I know there's going to be people who are surprised that mommy won, but realistic, if you look at her as a champion, yes, I understand why that could be a shocker. But if you're going based of her role in Judgment Day, she has been tearing the house down.
Yep.
For the past year. So, hey, I voted for her. Did you vote for her?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I did.
Well, 80% of other people voted for her as well. So, yeah, mommy, keep doing your thing. All right, what's next? What's next? What's the next category?
Next category is Rookie of the Year.
Oh, okay. This is going to be an interesting one.
So, the nominees are Joe Henry.
All right.
Trick Williams.
Whoop that trick.
Dragon Lee.
Yeah.
Grayson Waller.
Okay.
Guy Blue.
Yeah.
And Julia Hart.
Julia Hart. All right. Well, let's go see who the winner is, baby.
Trick Williams.
Winner of Rookie of the Year is Trick Williams.
Whoop that trick. Yeah. Whoop that trick. That boy's on fire. That's all I gotta say. But fortunately, I don't have a favorite match. Actually, that's a damn lie. That Iron Man Challenge Scramble.
Iron Survivor.
Yeah, that was
a good one.
I know. Yeah, that one was fantastic. The ending. Woo-wee. But singles match, he has good matches, but nothing for me to be like, that's my favorite match.
Yeah.
But yet. yet. Do you have a favorite match? If not, let's move on to the next category.
When he won the North American Championship, that was pretty sweet.
Ooh.
He won it briefly, but that was pretty sweet.
Yes. That's it. Okay. I give you props
and
for that.
Song, and his song is fire, too, so that's got another point.
Whoop that trick. Whoop that trick. Move on to the next category.
All right, next category is Tag Team of the Year.
Woo, so excited. Hey, I already know who got the W, and it's the ones. Even though they broke up, I know it's the ones. So who do you think got the W, Ever?
I don't know. I got to tell you the nominees first.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
The nominees are The Acclaimed, okay. FTR,
Scissor Me Daddy,
Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn,
ooh.
The Rascals, American Bullet Club or ABC, and The Usos.
Uso crazy. I already know the Bloodline won. So let's go ahead and show them the winner, baby.
FTR.
Wow. I can't. Wow. All right. Okay. So FTR won.
Wow.
All right.
I had a better option. But hey, good luck. Congrats to them.
I mean, okay. I don't know what to say. I mean, they're not my favorite tag team. I understand why people enjoy their work. But the only match I know that they had this year was against them against the Young Bucks at All In.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the people voted what they voted.
Yep.
I have nothing to back it up. Yeah. All right, Ever. Next category.
Next category is Breakout Star of the Year.
This one I'm excited for. Go ahead, go ahead.
The nominees are Jey Uso, LA Knight,
Will
Ospreay,
Dirty
Dominic Mysterio, Logan Paul, Mike Bailey, and Tony Storm.
Let's go ahead. And the winner is, baby,
Dominic Mysterio.
Wow. Yeah. Dominic Mysterio. I've been chanting, thinking LA Knight was going to get the W. But Dirty Dom, I'm just surprised. That's all.
Yeah, me too.
So,
congrats. But he's doing good, man. I think he's meant to be a heel. I think he's never meant to be a face.
No. I knew that too. I knew like this guy's never. Once they figure out a good heel character for him, he's gonna make it. And he can never go back to a baby face. The only way it would have to be like years when Rey Mysterio is retired and somebody disrespects Rey Mysterio, and that's the only time Dominic will be able to go to a face.
Yeah.
So, but hey, congrats to Dirty Dom. Thought LA Knight was going to get the dub, but who do you thought was going to get the dub?
I thought LA Knight too.
Oh. Yeah, so there you go. All right, cool.
Congrats, Dominic. Tom and Nick.
Nick Mysterio.
Yep. Tom. Anyways.
Go ahead with the next category, Ever.
Next category is Match of the Year.
Match of the Year.
All right, here are the nominees. There's a lot of them.
Bear with us, people. Go ahead, Ever.
So, one of the nominees is Carmelo Hayes versus Elijah Dragunov at NXT No Mercy.
Ooh.
Roman Reigns versus Sami Zayn at the Elimination Chamber.
I voted for that one.
We have the Usos versus Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens at WrestleMania.
Mm-mm.
It was a night one. Yeah, night one.
Yeah, WrestleMania night one.
We had Charlotte Flair versus Asuka versus Bianca Belair at SummerSlam.
Yeah, that was a fire one.
Damian Priest versus Bad Bunny at Backlash.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I totally forgot about that one.
We have Josh Alexander versus Will Ospreay at Bound for Glory?
No. That's Fallout.
Oh, Fallout. Okay. Fallout. Bound for Glory, Fallout.
Fallout.
But that's pretty good for Fallout. The one after that was at Bound for Glory. Will Ospreay versus Mike Bailey?
Yes. I know for a fact that one's not going to get the W, but oh my gosh. Go ahead.
We have Josh Alexander versus Bully Ray at Hard to Kill.
My personal favorite TNA match.
Orange Cassidy versus Jon Moxley at All Out.
Favorite AEW one.
Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania. Hangman Adam Page versus Swerve Strickland at AEW Full Gear.
Yes, that one was crazy for AEW.
And the last nominee is Gunther versus Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus at WrestleMania.
Ooh, isn't that your personal favorite?
Yeah, it's my personal favorite, yeah.
Ooh, all right, well, this is going to be a tough one because there's a lot of categories in that.
A lot of nominees, yeah.
A lot of nominees, and I already know which ones did not win. So I'm curious who is going to get the W, so let's go ahead with these winners, baby.
The Usos versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn at WrestleMania Night 1.
Match of the year is the Usos versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn at WrestleMania.
Woo! Night 1, baby. Let's go. Yep. To be honest, I really thought it was going to be Gunther, Drew McIntyre, and Sheamus. But that was in second place. Third place was Charlotte and Rhea Ripley. So
WrestleMania swept it pretty much.
Basically. And yeah, close. I can see that. Yeah, the close fourth place was the AEW Full Gear, Adam, Hangman Page, and Swerve. So that was fourth. No TNA.
The crazy part, we were at two of these. Yeah, we were at two of these shows, actually.
Where were we?
We were at SummerSlam and we were at Bound for Glory.
Oh yeah, nice.
So we were, and you were All Out though. You were at All Out, no?
Yes.
So you went to three of these shows, three of these matches you saw live. I saw two of these
for
live.
Sure. Hell yeah, that's how I know those were good.
Yeah.
Everything else was like fan favorite category, you know. So that's why we got to throw it in there. That's why I already knew. Like I knew my favorites were not gonna win. So, but hey, that is a good one. The Usos, Kevin Owens. And Sami Zayn, WrestleMania Night 1 for the Undisputed Tag Team titles. So that one is a good one. And the one that you're going to remember for a long time as well.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, let's go on to the next category.
The next category is Oh Fudge Moments of the Year.
Oh Fudge. What are the nominees? Yep.
The nominees are Sami Zayn turns on the bloodline. The next one is the AEW announces All In London. The next one is Jey Uso pins Roman Reigns, his first pin in so long.
It's been like, I believe, three years?
Yeah, 2-3 years. Yeah. Io Sky cashes in her Money in the Bank to win the women's championship at SummerSlam.
Yes, we were there live for that one. Yep. I really hope that one gets the W.
Impact Wrestling announces they're going to go to TNA.
Back to TNA, yes.
At Bound for Glory.
Yes. I just realized EO's not going to win and TNA is not going to win. Keep going. I just remember who else is on this list.
The next nominee is Tony Khan fires CM Punk from AEW.
Oh, I forgot about this one. So this may be either first or second.
The next nominee is Edge. Goal debuts in AEW is Adam Copeland. And the final nominee is CM Punk returns to WWE at WWE Summers Survivor Series.
Returns to WWE in general, but I'm pretty sure we already know the winner of this match. So let's go ahead and see and confirm, I should say.
Yep.
CM Punk returning to WWE.
No surprise, CM Punk returning to the WWE in Chicago Survivor Series. We were there. Our reactions, videos, everything. It's so many streamers got recognized because of CM Punk's return. So it's a great moment for all of us.
I still have the video. I'm like, oh, man, I got to keep this video. I got to save it forever.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I was so glad.
I was screaming like a banshee, you know. I was screaming like, oh, I like the bandit on it.
I was like, ah! That's me.
I almost elbowed my brother in the face because I was sitting down. And then I got up and I almost elbowed him in the face as I was getting up to take the video. So damn. I was like, oh, man. Sorry, bro.
I was screaming so loud that people thought I was a little girl. I was like, damn.
Wow.
Jeez, that's how excited I was. Yeah. Me and this one guy were hugging each other, crying.
Really? Do you know the guy?
We didn't know. We locked eyes, almost kissed. That's a different episode. But anyways.
Wait a minute.
So, wait a minute. Oh, Lance. Like, sometimes I need to know that you're joking.
I know, right? I know you're joking because I don't know, man. I don't know. Wait a minute, son.
Well, you do know. You just don't remember from Vegas.
I was like, wait a minute.
He missed.
Wow. Anyway.
Too far. This is not the late night special. But anyways, is that it for the nominees? That was it?
We have one more category, but I think we have the winner.
The category for...
Is Best Pay-Per-View of the Year.
Oh, yes. Best Pay-Per-View of the Year. Well, we're sort of out of time, so let's try to wrap this up. So you know what? Let's just go ahead and give the winner.
WrestleMania 39, Night 2.
WrestleMania Night 2. All right. It was well deserved. It wasn't a bad pay-per-view. We were just disappointed because, you know, Cody Rhodes did not get the W. But besides that, it was an excellent pay-per-view. I can't say anything bad about this pay-per-view. So, well deserved. appreciate it, everybody that voted. That took the time to vote. Me and Ever voted as well, but we made these posts so long ago that we forgot half of these categories. So, but yeah, appreciate everybody that voted. We have one more. It's not really a category. It's not really an awards. It's just more for you listeners to understand, to look out for. So we kind of did like I guess you could send an award. It's more like a mention. I don't know the proper
honorable
way.
Honorable mention.
And
or be on the lookout or something.
Basically, be a lookout for 2024. So we're going to call this Embrace for Impact. And the one that we both believe you guys should embrace for impact, well, we'll show you.
Jordynne Grace.
And there you have it. Jordynne Grace is the one that me and Ever both sat down and we talked about it. And we hesitated until we went to go see her at TNA Hard to Kill. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the second choice was Trinity, just because there is rumors that she is going back to WWE. And what she accomplished in TNA, you know, it's like you guys got to keep a lookout for her. But right now, I got to give it to Jordynne Grace. So, embrace for impact.
All right, listeners, this will be it for this episode. And before we go, please hit that like and subscribe. Also, hit that follow button. All the links in the bio. All right, this will be for this episode. I'm Ever, and that it's Ian.
And we are out.
See ya.
Doo-doo-doo!